I'm sorry, Bradley Beal. You just got bumped for a dog that humped someone.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Mina Kimes. That's Dan Levitard. That's Pablo Torre.
Let's get started.
The NBA is coming back.
Probably. Almost. Maybe. What's your level of excitement for its return?
Well, before we spend yet more time talking about the NBA and basketball, I do think it's probably worth stopping for just a moment and say, hey, look who's first into the breach in sports, Gary Bettman. Not a lot of us had hockey getting here a lot faster than basketball. We finally figured out the way for the Florida Panthers to not be 5 points out of the final playoff spot. Just add more playoff teams and don't let them play any games during a pandemic, and then they can get into the playoffs. Now, my level of excitement on basketball, it is more curiosity than excitement, as Bill Simmons has said that he has heard that basketball will be returning July 25th, and it isn't excitement. I don't know how and if they can pull all of this off. I am curious to see how and if they can pull all of this off, because I'm very concerned about the entire season getting nuked right after we're hopeful, because so many different things can go wrong. So I have lowered my expectations to a place that don't have excitement in them.
Yeah, a lot of people are about to print a giant mission accomplished banner because we are starved. We are starved, and it's not just the NHL rushing to get back. It's the fact that that golf match was the highest watched golf event in cable history, and the documentaries we put out are breaking records. The NFL draft, the highest rated draft in history. But this is not so much the NBA declaring the war is over. This is the NBA declaring we would like the war to be over also, because there are $900 million on the table if the NBA playoffs go away. In many ways, this is the easiest phase of this entire complicated process. The easiest phase is for everybody, Adam Silver, league owners, players, to all say and come together, we would like to get paid. It's how do they ensure that those paychecks roll in that gets real dicey.
I think it's precisely the fact that we are so starved, Pablo, that's going to not only get this off the ground, but keep it going, even if there are obstacles, issues with testing that happen, no matter what. The question was, what is your level of excitement? The last 2 months, we have basically, as a nation, been on a sports diet, right? We have been subsisting on like 3 almonds a day of sports and enjoying those 3 almonds. But now here we are pulling up to the sports buffet, and it's going to be ugly. Like, spouses coming home, us on the floor just drowning in sports rappers levels of ugly because we crave it so much. And even if there's an issue, say a player test positive or a couple players test positive, we will not be able to stop this train once it has left the station. I do think it's interesting that you're describing this part as the easy step, right? And because for other sports, it hasn't been easy. Baseball, potentially college sports. But because the NBA's players and league have been apparently moving in lockstep on this to a point where they don't even need a vote, according to Michelle Roberts, this is the easy part for that league.
Well, it's easy for everybody else, I suppose, but Damian Lillard. So if we're all eating these little almonds, what is Damian Lillard saying? I am not going to get off the bench if the Blazers are asked to return and we don't have a path to the playoffs, because they're the 9 seed right now. They desperately want to prove that they are worthy of a playoff spot. And here is Lillard giving us what I think feels like nutrition, although I'm not sure if this story is also another mirage.
One of the things that might happen here, according to Brian Windhorst, is a reseeding that makes it possible that the 15-seeded Nets of Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant might come back in order to play the Lakers. I don't know if that's possible or not, but if you're going to get excited about something, that's a place to get excited. I would say that what Mina was saying is super interesting about how the league and the commissioner is in lockstep with the players. Look at baseball as they fight over money. Look at football, where you do not get the respect for Roger Goodell that these players have for Adam Silver. It is not a small leadership thing that this commissioner seems to be a worker for the owners who also has the trust of the players. That's rare.
Is it that the players have respect for Adam Silver, or that all of the stars happen to be on playoff teams that would very much like to resume the season? I mean, I'm guessing it's a little bit of both. But we cannot disregard the LeBron James effect in all of this.
Well, what's fascinating to me is that it's not just that Adam Silver has these alliances with his superstars and the owners. It's also that he has an alliance with our employer. Like, Disney and all of this is such a massive conflict of interest, self-evidently, but it's pretty telling, right, that Disney also benefits from this insofar as you can say, hey, look, Disney is good enough and safe enough for the best of us, for the LeBron Jameses. So everybody is getting ready to go to this trough and just shovel food into their mouths. I just hope that everything has been disinfected before they do that.
I mean, but I'm still right? Like, after the first weekend, we're all just going to be on the floor like, sports. Like, it's just going to be gross.
All hungover.
Yep. Yeah, my skin fusing to my couch in that way that is actually scientifically valid. Like, that's a thing that happens. You sit on your couch long enough and your skin fuses to the couch.
I mean, okay.
That will be us.
The other analogy that I thought of that I decided right before the show was too gross was not a sports diet, but we've been in a long-term relation, like long-distance relationship with sports, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know what, like when you see your girlfriend or your boyfriend you haven't seen in a while and you're
Well, I wonder why you let that one go. Yeah, then you have all this debaucherous sex. Yeah, and wait, what?
Wait, but not just that. In the meantime, what have you been doing? You've been pulling up old videos of, like, older relationships that you've had that you have saved in your computer.
Yes.
And you're like, I think
I'm
this is
saying,
doing it.
I'm not speaking from experience here or anything, but pace yourself, America.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
I just can't believe we did this question. I saw it on the document this morning, and I was like, there's no way they're going to let us talk about this.
GEICO has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Do you have faith that Bill Belichick is building a defense that can shut down RPOs?
If anyone is building it, it would be him. Now, this neglects the fact that for one game, the Miami Dolphins, and it might be the highlight of the last two decades, actually went into New England and beat him with the Wildcat. But the two most impressive defensive performances I've seen in a Super Bowl have been Bill Belichick's. It's what he did to the Rams of Kurt Warner, and then it's what he did to the Rams of Jared Goff when he held them to 3 points on offense that had been unstoppable, and there was no circumstance under which we could have imagined that offense having 3 points. So if anyone can do it, obviously he's going to have the tools. It would be interesting, though, if someone at his age was able to sort of rebuild himself to evolve to a point where he could stop it and others couldn't, because it would appear that nobody can stop that.
He does this all the time. He rebuilds their offense, their defense on the fly. That Super Bowl you spoke about with the Rams, he built that front that stopped the previously unstoppable Rams offense. By the way, he stole the plan from Matt Patricia. I totally think he can do it. Now, I will say what's being described here is not unique to the Patriots. It's something that's happening on defenses across the NFL. Over the last few years, we have seen NFL offenses thrive by using deception. You never know when they're going to run or they're going to pass, if the tight end is in line to block or to catch passes. The response to that has been basically to make defensive players positionless. It's kind of like positionless basketball. You need a guy in the field who can stop the run, and can stop the pass, can drop back in coverage, can do everything. Now, the downside of that, it doesn't always work because basically you're leaning on tweeners, guys who are good at a lot of things, maybe not great at everything. But if there's anyone who can take those players who have been unsuccessful in other systems, like an Adrian Phillips, who wasn't fantastic with the Chargers, and turn him into an all-world player. It's Bill Belichick. He's done it a million times in the past.
Well, positionless sports in general make me kind of laugh because in the basketball perspective, I remember talking to the owner of the Kings, Vivek Ranadiva, who sounded like a psychopath when he was talking about how we're all going to have 6'7" wingmen all across the floor and that's all we need. And people laughed at him. And now you realize, well, wait a minute, that's kind of standard. And it's because, it turns out, valuing athleticism over traditional job description turns out to have been something of a market inefficiency. And so this idea that Bill Belichick is coming out here and saying, I can make guys do this. Let's just admit to this. If this was not Bill Belichick, we would be laughing in this dude's face. Like the notion that this is revolutionary, that Bill Belichick or someone other than Bill Belichick could pull it off. I mean, I don't think we give anybody else that credit, but because it's New England, we think actually he might be onto something. Maybe he is in the lab cooking something up. I was reading that Herald article and Solomon Wilcots was interviewed and he was talking about how Bill Belichick can teach defense. He's so good at it. He can teach it virtually. He can teach it over Zoom. And all I could think of was Bill Belichick is not only teaching it over Zoom, he is the guy who is hacking into everyone else's Zoom meetings. Like the Zoom rooms for every other NFL team. Belichick is already in there under a different name with the black screen. Just double check who is watching your seminars.
I love that. I love that as the next scandal. Bill Belichick breaking Zoom pandemic rules that haven't been written yet because who writes rules for a pandemic?
I just can't believe we did this question. I saw it on the document this morning and I was like, there's no way they're going to let us talk about this. It's going to be like, oh, let's debate the five greatest moments of Michael Jordan's career or something. I was so excited that this made it.
It came across. It came across. You were so eager to talk there. It was unusual.
I agree.
Until the last second, I was like, this is getting replaced. LeBron's going to say something this morning, and we're going to have to argue about it, even though it's not really a debate point. I was just watching that document,
They're going to take it away from me. You're sitting there filled with distrust. They're going to take this. The ability to talk about RPOs will be taken from me.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are that wherever you call home, we do too. So as America starts opening back up for business, and as more of us start getting back out there again, we'll be in big cities, small towns, and everywhere in between, doing what we've always done to help keep our local communities moving forward. So whether you stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, Auto Care Center, or visit us at Napa Online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Today is the 27th anniversary of Jose Canseco's off-the-head home run. But also, would you want to go on a lucid dream adventure with him?
All right, so Jose Canseco, I've been maintaining this for years. May 26, 1993, a ball goes off the bat of Carlos Martinez, and it hits Jose Canseco in the head, and supermarket rubber ball bounces over the fence in a way that makes it the greatest play in sports history because of how against the odds all of this is, especially the part, though, Jose Canseco, not any other right fielder, Jose Canseco, the cartoon character. So let's play the greatest play in sports history right here on the 27th year.
This never gets old.
I mean, if you tried to do that, you could not do this again.
I mean, even better than that is no reaction of pain from him when I've got to imagine that a fly ball coming out of the sky and bouncing so hard off of your skull that it results in a home run would be painful. Regardless, here's the tweet from Jose Canseco inviting you on a six-week seminar on how to control your dreams. Once you get that master's degree, you'll be put in an induced coma for whatever time you choose to enter your controlled dream life contact. Morgan, if interested. Okay, last we saw him, he was chasing aliens and Bigfoot on Twitter. Now he's doing this. Mina, are you intrigued?
No, first, so many questions. First and foremost, who is Morgan? Okay, he just assumes we know who Morgan is and how to contact Morgan. Jose Canseco, for anyone who's familiar with his internet presence, is not a trustworthy source on most things. He is the relative you don't want to sit next to at a family gathering because they're going to try to sell you something. I am not intrigued by this.
He is the greatest truth teller in baseball history.
Yes.
How dare you? And I would venture to say, Dan, and especially Mina, that 27 years to the day, Jose Canseco's head is responsible for yet another home run, because I am a lucid dreaming enthusiast. You guys know that. When I was ordering vitamin B pills off the internet to try to control my dreams, this is exactly what I was talking about. And do we need it like an induced coma? No, we don't need an induced coma. But the notion that we can inhabit our dreams for like 8 hours, and as Canseco says, do whatever we want. Tell me how that's not a billion-dollar industry. That absolutely is.
Because it's not real, Pablo.
Call Morgan. Morgan's running that business. He or she is changing the world.
I don't know who Morgan is, but I'm dialing this number right now.
You dial that number, and I'll explain to the people who don't remember that this is the God's honest truth. Jose Canseco was as big a star at his time as Michael Jordan was. Jordan hadn't won yet. He was like the biggest thing in sports, dating Madonna. He was at the top of the food chain once upon a time in sports.
Did Morgan pick up?
It's dialing.
Message?
It's dialing. Morgan, pick up. Come on, Morgan.
Come on, Morgan.
Morgan.
Come on, Morgan. We don't have any more time today. Again, between the two of these human beings to my right and left, we have two podcasts for your enjoyment. Pablo has neither of them. Mina Kimes, The Mina Kimes Show with Lenny, and ESPN Daily. Check them both out. Morgan.
Is not available.
Hi, Morgan. This is Pablo Torre. I'm here with Dan Le Batard and Mina Kimes. We're doing Highly Questionable, the television show on ESPN. I'm contacting you because I would like to also learn how to control my dreams to live a perfect life anytime with no restrictions. If you could give me a call back, just let me know. I am very serious about this. It's not a joke. People are laughing in the background. Ignore that laughter. I specifically am very serious about this.
I was laughing because she's not going to be able to call you back because you didn't leave a number.